What's up, party people? What is going down? Lots happening in DFW real estate this week, and we will be talking about it right here. If you've got something you need when it comes to your DFW real estate, especially residential, you let us know. You just give us a call, 214-310-0008. Now listen, daylight savings is coming up, Ian. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, know it.
If you didn't know it, it's possible that you got 72 emails, social media posts, or maybe even some postcards from what we like to call realtors.
Maybe we'd like a little bunny rabbit on it.
Yeah, I just think it's fun that real estate agents feel like it's their duty to let you know that the clock is changing.
Because it's time to do what?
State the obvious, obviously.
Spring forward. I like to do it with like a little spring in my voice.
Say it again.
Spring forward.
One more time.
Spring forward.
I think you nailed it. Listen, folks, daylight savings is upon us. And for some of us, that's a good thing. For some of us, that's a bad thing. Let me tell you how freakishly happy I am about it. Now, obviously, the days get longer and shorter as the year moves forward. So we're not in the worst of it right now. But when we fall back and it starts getting dark really early in the evening, I just am like a less happy person, less productive person. It's very frustrating. So I am for, and I know how contradictory this sounds, I am for us, could you do it for me?
Spring forward.
I'm for us doing that and then never, ever going back. All in favor?
I mean, I like the winter cold, dark.
It'll early. Still be cold and dark. It's just that the clock won't change.
Okay.
Well, it's been sitting on the Senate floor for 100 years.
I know. They've talked about it, and there are merits. There are other complicated issues. I don't think it's going to change, but the irony is that I actually, like, I don't like the idea of changing the clock, but I prefer the time when the clock is changed.
Sure.
So that's, I'm aware of the contradiction in my own viewpoint here.
I can give you half a positive.
Thank you.
You no longer have to change clocks because it's almost all digital.
Well, that's the best part, is that the whole cheesy realtor being like, don't forget to set your clocks back. People are like, I haven't manually set a clock back in 7 years. Now, I'll tell you what, shout out to my father-in-law who loves a grandfather clock and manually sets them all back. And occasionally will set them to go off at midnight when I'm at their place. And it's pretty funny. It's a good prank. But here's why we're talking about it on DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti and the Yanni Donnie and Full Price Courtney. It does actually impact your real estate. And we're going to talk about that as we make our way through the show. Something I've actually taught real estate agents in our coaching and consulting business for well over a decade that I think many, many, many people don't pay attention to. So let's take care of a little business here, and then we're going to explain why daylight savings and
springing forward,
there it is, affects your real estate and your ability to buy and sell. We'll get to that here in just 1 second.
I'm just impressed I can make my voice go that high.
I'm thrilled about it.
This first segment is going to be brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team with ABC Bank. Reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickgaleros.com. You can start an application on his website. You can ask him questions. You can basically find all the information you need, whether you're looking to refinance, take out a new mortgage, maybe you're looking for an investment property. Patrick is the go-to person. He's who we have gone to for well over 20 years.
Yep.
patrickgaleros.com, 972-386-1231. Or go to TodTremontiTeam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find all of the recommended vendors and pros right there.
NMLS number 308804.
Forgot that bit.
Okay, it's okay. I'm here for you. I got your back. All right, folks, here's the thing. When the clocks change, our behavioral patterns change. So when it is darker earlier, less people go and look at houses. That's pretty logical, right? Mm. But we don't talk about that much. What we talk about, Courtney, is the fact that less people buy and sell houses in the fall and winter.
Yeah.
We talk about the seasonality of the market. What we don't talk about is
the variables.
Maybe that's caused because it's dark outside at the time of day when most people go and view houses, after work. And for a big chunk of the year, by the time you get out of work, get home, drop the kids off, whatever, you can't see houses responsibly. You should never go view a house that you want to buy for the first time in the dark. Hot tip of the day. It's just not wise. It's not, believe me, it's not good for the seller and it's not good for you. Psychology and 20 plus years of doing this would prove that it's just less likely that you're going to enjoy and like that property because you can't see it as well. It's not as bright. It's not as clear. It doesn't look as big. It doesn't look as opportunistic. It's
you can't
not
get the vibe.
Well, you get a very different vibe, right? You get a vibe that's like the end of the day, quiet, want to go to sleep, not as excited. It's not a good time to do that.
I was going
to
say, I bet on a very beautiful day, your view of a home is wildly impacted.
And there's not big research on this, so it's hard to say like peer review, double, you know. But there is research that shows like mid-morning Saturday showings are significantly more likely to convert than like the Wednesday evening quick showing. Showings in the rain, obviously not great. Showings in the dark, definitely not good. Showings when it's really, really, really hot or really, 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 really cold are just less successful. Now, some of the times we can't navigate all of that. You know, if you need to buy in January, it's likely to be colder. But the reality of the situation is daylight savings actually, in my opinion, is one of the most significant factors, especially in a market like Dallas, Texas, where we don't have these like brutal northeastern winters where there's piles of snow. It's like a little cold out sometimes. But the light and dark piece is, I think, a major factor in why we have almost any seasonality in our market. And people underestimate that. We've built significant strategies for real estate agents in our coaching business and in our team to help our agents be successful and help them lead and guide their clients better and earn a more consistent living around this. But people just need to pay attention to the fact that what's about to happen is that the market's going to pick up because there's more daylight in the evening hours to go view property. That's not the only reason. To view property, to negotiate, to do an inspection, to tour a property, to meet a vendor, plumber, roofer, electrician, and get more things done more quickly with a more opportunistic or optimistic mindset. All those things factor in. And then, Courtney, you were bringing up that there's other significant patterns in life and family when the hours of the clock change. And what was your big one?
I'm not tracking.
It's okay. The note sheet here just says
babies. Oh, the babies.
Yeah.
I mean, being a mom is you just want to bang your head.
So you're saying that when you have a small infant and you have a pattern,
they don't get the memo.
You have a pattern figured out. And then everyone else is like, nope, it's an hour later all of a sudden that your baby's not like, okay, cool.
I'll make the adjustment.
I'll sleep an hour longer.
Right.
I'll be hungry whenever you want.
So then we're all up early.
Mm. Yeah. Or late.
Or late.
And usually both.
Right.
Listen, folks, here's the thing. When the time changes, lots of things change.
Lots of things change.
The point today is many of us are going to somehow, some way, in the next week or two be like, hey, real estate market's kind of picking up. And we are telling you that one of the big reasons is that the clocks are about to change.
I just spent an hour training and talking with the team about this like 2 weeks ago to get ahead of it because of how important it is and making sure that our team understand, especially our newer agents, like the importance of it, the value of it, what they need to be explaining to their clients, what they need to be explaining to their families as things change over the next few months. So it's a super important thing.
We talk about setting expectations with clients, slowing down before you speed up to buy or sell or invest. And this is so critical because most people just want to talk about bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, price, you know, ROI. And of course, those things are important, but so many little things like this get neglected and it ends up costing you time, energy, money, or joy, right? None of those things are things you want to be wasting. So when we know that this is a driver of market activity, this is going to cause more activity, more competition, more buyers to compete with, or more buyers to come see your property as a seller, you might pay attention to some of the things that we've been telling you for the last several months, that there was a window of opportunity for buyers to not have to compete as much, to not have as many obstacles. And that window is basically closed. It closes when we, not completely, but it closes significantly when those clocks change. And when all of our mindsets flip to spring, flip to summer plans. How many of you are putting summer stuff on the schedule already? If you have kids and family and a busy life,
yes,
the summer's already getting tight. You know, you're already maybe thinking about the fall, which is
where
crazy.
Things going to fit in.
Yeah. So when it comes to real estate, it may feel like we have talked way too much about this, but at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, we are thinking ahead. We're thinking a season ahead, and we're thinking about these nuances that can help you or hurt you. If you want to take advantage of each of those strategies and understand what 20 plus years of team knowledge in this market looks like as we train agents all over North America, give us a call, 214-310-0008. We can set you up with a completely free strategy session with one of our full-time, fully dedicated agents specializing in only buyers or sellers or neighborhood properties or homes on land for no commitment, no cost to you. Just get a game plan together, get a strategy together so you can take advantage of these opportunities and not be taken advantage of by these opportunities.
Ian and I found this headline in Dallas Morning News that U.S. home sales had slid to an all-time low in January.
What?
And I know. But here's my favorite. The opening sentence is everything that you say. Is this possibly the, it's possible that the terrible weather last month hindered those seeking to buy. So, you know, they're just trying to get you wound up.
Yeah.
But we keep saying the market's going to turn, but then it's like, the facts are that they're low. People aren't doing it. Why do we keep saying it?
I just think it's funny when people say all time and how terribly they abuse the term. Like, do you think there were more homes sold in 1785 than there were?
Yeah, for sure. When this says it's all time,
all time. It never, never.
Well, here's my favorite part of this. I'm going to read one line to you. The National Association of Realtors said Thursday its pending home sales index, which is an indicator of home sales based on contract signings, declined 4.6% to 70.6 last month.
Yep.
But we don't know what the 70.6 is.
Yeah, and you don't know that really what they're saying is since we started tracking this unique indice, this index, these
pending home sales in the United States slid to an all-time low.
Just laughable.
It's right there.
And it's like 1%
There was a time where our population was like 1,200 people. You know, we have 300 and something million now.
But it was all-time low. They were buying a lot of houses.
All-time
back
low. Here's what you can take from that. January was also, looking back at December, like starting January, we were at a 22-month high in market activity. Okay, so statistics can be very misleading. But the reality is this. January was surprisingly low. We talked about it in January, and we said, just wait till the stats come out, but this weather is not going to be mentioned.
Holding people back.
And it's going to be a factor. By the way, the wind this week was just completely nuts. Wild. So, sidebar. Be very careful with statistics. What's your solution to funky statistics? It is a local expert. I'm not saying that all these statistics are always wrong. They're often misleading and they're not fully communicating what's really going on in the market. You know who can do that? A full-time, fully dedicated, world-class expert who specializes in what you need help with. If you need help with buying or selling a house in a neighborhood in DFW or buying or selling a house on a few acres in DFW, that's what we do. We have a world-class team of full-time, fully dedicated experts that literally will give you, at no charge, 30 to 90 minutes of their time. In person, they'll even buy you a drink. Or on Zoom, or worst case, it's not really not the best, but they can start that on the phone and figure out what your goals are, what your needs are, what information you might need, what timetable might be right for you. If you can achieve your goals, or if maybe we need to modify those a little bit. A very realistic, very truthful, caring, helpful strategy session is available to you at no charge. All you have to do is just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008, or anytime you want, you can go online to
thetremontiteam.com.
And if all else fails, just Google my name, Todd Tremonti. Spell it as best you can. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us. Whatever you're comfortable with, fill out a form, call a phone number, text a phone number, request an appointment, whatever you are ready for. But you cannot start that process too early. You can't be too prepared. You can't save too much money. You can't have too fun, too safe of a process. But sadly, most people wait too late, and then it's less fun. It's less opportunistic. It's less financially successful. So give us a call, 214-310-0008, or online at toddtremontiteam.com.
If you have not looked at your home insurance, your auto insurance recently, reach out to DP Lambert at Goosehead Insurance, DP.Lambert, DP.Lambert@Goosehead.com. He can take a look at your home, your auto. He is a phenomenal resource. He will get back to you. And if for some reason he can't get you the best price, he's going to let you know. He's not going to tell you he
can. That's called integrity.
It is. Turns out we like to work with people with integrity. Mm. I know. Shocking.
Now, DP's incredible. You can trust him. He is almost every time going to save you money, increase your coverage, or both. And in the event that that's not happening in insurance, he's going to walk you through why and make sure you understand what you're paying and what that's going to get you. That's being a professional. He can be your professional for the next 50 years, even if it's financially advantageous for you to change your insurance carrier every single year. And he can do that for you with his brokerage ability. You can contact him at dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. Now, Ian, if people forget the phone number or the website or the email address of the pros that we talk to here on the show, where would they find their info?
I mean, you can Google Todd Tremonti. You can say it, spell it however you think you spell. Or you can just go to toddtremontiteam.com. You can click on the radio tab and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors right there.
Nailed it. There's a radio tab on the website. Literally, that'll get you to the podcast. It'll get you to the YouTube stuff. And it'll get you to those vendors that we talk about here on the radio show that we trust and we know and we personally use. So lots going on in the marketplace, but we've been saying for a while now, Courtney, and you know, you usually are the check against our optimism or pessimism on the show, which we appreciate. And we've been talking about the fact that this market is going to open up. And what we mean by that is there's going to be a stretch of significantly more action and opportunity in the market. And we have said many, many times, we can't tell you exactly on what day that's going to happen, but we can tell you what the indicators are and what history tells us. And we've been saying for a while now, there is a closing window of opportunity, especially if you're a buyer or a seller and a buyer. And we feel like we're days away right now. For the last week or so, interest rates for mortgages have come down pretty consistently. They've come down a decent amount. It hasn't been like a massive 2-point reduction, but we've seen about a half a point of interest rate reduction for most people. And we've seen that over the last week to 2 weeks. That, along with the daylight saving stuff we've talked about, along with just the spring summer mentality for a lot of people, along with some political movement, some development movement, some inventory movement, and some boring old stereotypical spring summers when we buy and sell stuff. All those things are aligning right now that we feel like we are days, not weeks, days, not months, away from things being a little more competitive for you as a buyer. We have as good of an insight as anybody in DFW. We talk to hundreds and hundreds of people every week, thousands of people every month, on the phone, through chat, through text, through email, at live events, at open houses, on-site at properties, and we're working with dozens and dozens of buyers and sellers at all times. By the way, we have a wait list typically. If you're thinking about selling a home or buying a house this spring or summer in a neighborhood in DFW or on a few acres in DFW, and you want our help with our guarantees and our world-class results, you need to speak with us right now. The number of people that we can reach, which we would say surprise and delight, that we can deliver world-class value to in any given month is limited to 6 to 8 sellers in each of those specialized areas and 6 or 8 buyers in each of those specialized areas. Right now, I'd say we have availability for 3 or 4 more sellers in that wheelhouse and 6 or 8 more buyers in that wheelhouse. So if you want to do that this spring and summer, give us a call right now, 214-310-0008. But we keep telling you the market's going to open up some. We are not predicting a post-COVID bonanza, but we are predicting that many, many people, and some of you are hearing this and feeling this as I say it, have been waiting for 2 to 3 years because they wanted a different home. They wanted more space. They wanted more lot. They wanted to be in a different school district. They wanted to be closer to work. They wanted to be further out because they can work remotely. But they haven't pulled the trigger. And conditions have slowly and steadily improved for them. And prices have been increasing at a slower rate. We believe that all stops within a matter of days. If you're ready to take advantage of that opportunity, I'm telling you, it's like a right now thing. I'm not trying to scare you, but if that's something you want and you can do it, dial this phone number right now, 214-310-0008, or you can text it, 214-310-0008, and just say strategy call, or hey, I want to talk to somebody. By the way, if you don't think you're going to make that move for another 6 months or a year, make the call anyway. You cannot start this conversation too soon. But we believe the Federal Reserve has indicated that we're not going to we're not going up. We're either going down or staying where we are. And the mortgage rate market, which is not controlled by the Federal Reserve, has responded by slowly sliding down into slightly more favorable rates. Inventory is pretty decent right now, meaning there's enough homes to choose from. New home construction is working, playing nice with buyers right now. And we're headed into summer. So all conditions would say now's a pretty darn good time to buy, sell, or both. The only people I would say let's talk first before we make a big move is if you are only selling or selling for the very last time. And I think this will be a great spring, summer time to do that. But there are some reasons you might be a little bit more patient, and we'd be happy to talk to you about that. 214-310-0008 or online at
ThatsYourMoneyTeam.com.
Okay. So there's a question that we get asked a lot. Go ahead.
Well, I found this article about remodeled homes get more attention.
Yep.
And I wanted to like speak to our sellers because I am of the mindset of I want to be the dude if I'm buying.
Yep.
I want to like see a blank canvas that I can fix.
Yep.
Versus someone else's opinions. But that is not what the data shows. Yep. That's not what like people want to see. And I wanted to know your opinion on, do I do the work? Do I renovate it? Or do we just get it on the market?
So statistically, this is not even a difficult question. The vast majority of people, and I've always made up this number, I don't know that the actual number, but I've always said 80%+ of the people do not have the spatial awareness to do what you just said. To walk into someone else's house with their things and their paint colors and their messes or their preferences and kind of wipe that slate clean and then view their things and their lifestyle in that space. I don't know the exact statistics, but I've been doing this for over 25 years and I've walked through thousands of houses and I've bought and sold my own. I'm like you, where I don't care. I'd rather buy a dumpy house that I can get a better deal on. I don't care how gross your stuff is. I'm going to get it out.
Right.
I'm going to fumigate and repaint and all that. But most people, even if they want to, cannot do that. They just don't have the ability. It's not like they're ignorant or stupid. That's just not their wiring. It's not their natural thing. So for most of those people, they need us to help them see themselves there. This is why actually the data on selling a house vacant, like fully empty, is so clear. You are going to get paid less for your house if it's empty. Even though you're thinking, well, I got all my stuff out so they could picture themselves. No, most people have a very hard time picturing their. They're like, would my couch fit? Can you put a king size bed in this bedroom or just a queen? They don't know. What would gray look like in here? How could we get more light in here? Most people are just not naturally wired with that spatial awareness or that mental imagery vividly enough to make a $500,000-$2 million decision in that regard. So that has flushed itself out both circumstantially and in the limited research that I've seen over the years. So the article was basically saying, if you do the renovations, you're going to be way more successful than if you leave that to be done by the buyer. Now, the other thing there is, let's just say you need $20,000 in renovations. You do the $20,000 and you may get $30,000 more for your house instead of the buyer feeling like, well, I have to do the $20,000 for the renovations and I have to deal with the $20,000. So now it feels like $50,000. It feels like the money and the burden and contractors and the time and all the things that go wrong is never going to be done on time. And that's I don't want to deal with all that. And so we call that basically the headache cost, right? The burden of frustration, or what I call the paranoia fee. It's going to cost 20, but I don't know what I don't know. So let's say it's going to cost 40. I'm going to double it. And now you are going to sell me your house for that much less. So that's why sellers almost never come out ahead in the don't do the repairs thing. Now, there are unique situations where we actually do better and make more money without doing the repairs. And we'll talk about that right when we come back from the break. But if you're thinking about buying or selling right now or this year, give us a call. 214-310-0008 or online at
ThatsYourMoneyTeam.com.
Listen up, DFW. There's a lot going on in this real estate market, and there is no reason you shouldn't be taking advantage of the opportunity. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate, there are some real windows of opportunity right now to get ahead. Not to harm anyone else, but to take advantage of opportunities and market conditions to do well in real estate. I call these leapfrog moments, Courtney, where maybe normally you should take one step at a time in your progress, and from time to time you have to take a step back. But you can leapfrog, you can jump over someone. You're not harming anyone else. It's just a metaphor. But you can take 2 to 3 steps forward, and it only happens a few times in your life. So real quick, you and I are very similar age. I want to ask you this question. I owned a home before the 2008-09 slowdown of the market here. Did you?
No.
Okay. Do you wish you had bought a house during that period of time when home values went basically flat and there were tons of homes on the market and sellers were begging people to buy their houses?
I suppose I did not. This is what I think is so impactful about what you talk about, because you talk to a lot of college students. I did not have a vision for my life in that way.
So looking back, do you wish you had had an opportunity when you were buying your first property for it to be at one of those 1, 2, 3 times in a lifetime moments where you're like, this is a generational buying opportunity?
I mean, of course the answer is yes.
Yeah. It's like annoyingly yes, right? You're like, yeah, it's a stupid question. Obviously, yeah, I wish I always bought at the perfect time to buy and always sold at the perfect time to sell. So
shout out to the Daniels is circa 2009.
Yeah, they nailed it. No doubt about
it. I bought in 2012 and that was not a bad time. No,
it had not been a massive recovery, but when everybody else is freaking out and you can be prepared and take advantage of the moment, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying take advantage of someone else. I'm saying taking advantage of the fact that there are cycles and economic situations where you're like, man, it would have been awesome to be a buyer then. And we've done that many times, my wife and I. What I've been trying to tell people for a season here is, hey, this post-COVID thing stalled. Inflation went crazy. Rates went up. Rates going up was really annoying for like the financial flexibility of buying. But rates going up has caused housing prices to just get a little boring. And a lot of places they've still gone up, just nowhere near as much as they were. In a lot of places they've been basically flat. And in several places they've slipped down a little bit. Well, if you're a buyer in a market that you think long-term values are just always going to generally steadily go up because it's truly in demand market. And that's not an ignorant like, oh, prices are always going to go up. It's like, no, North Texas has massive growth going on and probably will continue to for the rest of my life. So there's this window where things stalled out a little bit and people are going to look back and say, gosh, I wish, why didn't I buy an extra house then? Why didn't I like take advantage of that and see it as, wait, way less buyers to compete with, way less housing price appreciation. That's when I should have picked up that rental. That's when I should have bought a house if I wanted to help my kids. That's when I should have upgraded a little bit bigger, got out on the lake or whatever. And I'm just telling you, I think that window is coming to a close and we're going to be in a more normal or a more optimistic real estate market, at least for a little while, before we see anything else. Are there naysayers saying that we're headed towards total doom? Yes, but there are always naysayers saying that we're heading towards total doom. It sells newspapers, it gets clicks, it gets attention. What I'm telling you based on 20 plus years in DFW is that I think there's a window closing of getting a pretty darn fair deal as a buyer into competing for houses again. And I'm telling you, I think it's right around the corner. We'll see. We're usually right about these things, but I do not know for sure. If you want to talk about it for your personal benefit, give us a call, 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremontiteam.com. Now, right before the break, we were talking about almost all the time it's beneficial for you to update your house, do the remodel, repair the things before you sell it. And I said, but there are a few situations where that's not true. And without giving away all of our secrets here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, I will tell you that some of those scenarios are like probate situations where there's been a death in the family or there's been a transfer of ownership for some reason other than the ideal reason. Sometimes when a home has been neglected for a long period of time and it is likely to be sold well below fair market value, we actually choose from a marketing perspective to do almost nothing to that house and to market it purely based on massive opportunity. So take an area that's really hot. Let's just say like Lakewood or Lower Greenville, where if you're going to work downtown and you want to live someplace cool and interesting and exciting, those are pretty in-demand places. Those are areas where if you have an older home that's still structurally sound, but otherwise not in great shape. We can actually probably create more competition for that house not fully remodeled than we could remodel. And the reason is that is such a rare opportunity to be able to get something and make it your own in those areas that we can also often drive more competition and more demand and sell that at or above full repaired market value simply because of the cost efficiency of buying it that way and the lack of availability, the scarcity of that type of property. We work with probate attorneys. By the way, if you are a probate attorney and you're looking for a company that can help you guarantee to sell your clients' properties over the average price and under the average time, we love to work with great probate attorneys and folks involved in that process because it can be such an emotionally draining experience. You don't want to have to be living and dying with the real estate part of that. You want to be able to trust somebody to knock that out of the park for you. And we do that a lot. And when we do that, those often create those scenarios where we say, actually, you don't need to repair that. We're going to utilize this to our benefit and probably get you more money not doing that. But those situations are rare, and it's really tough to know which is which. We are happy to lead, guide, and advocate for you through that process. Give us a call, 214-310-0008, or find us online at toddtremonteteam.com.
This first segment was brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team with ABC Bank. Reach out to Patrick. You can call him at 972-386-1231. You can go to patrickgaleros.com where you can start an application right on his website, or you can head over to toddtremonteteam.com where you can click on the radio tab. You can find all recommended pros and vendors. patrickgaleros.com, NMLS number 308804. Okay, I was pointed in the direction of a email that was sent out to Allen ISD families.
And now this.
Shout out to my hand therapist, Abby, for pointing that out.
Let's excellent. Go, Abby.
Appreciate go, Abby. You, Abby. Appreciate it. If you need hand therapy, Athletico.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Hope you don't, but if you do, Abby's great.
She's wonderful. Okay. The article, I'm going to read this, kind of the beginning part of this to you.
And now, this.
Okay. It says, Dear Allen ISD families and staff, in January, Allen ISD published a letter urging our state legislature to appropriately fund public schools across Texas. The letter outlined the district's growing financial challenges resulting from multiple factors, including record inflation, declining student enrollment, and inadequate funding from the state. Basically, they had to have an $8 million reduction in spending for the current school year, and they are anticipating that they are going to have to make further reductions in budget of another $6 to $8 million for next year. This is where it ties into real estate. It says a couple of things. Texas public schools receive funding based on student enrollment, and Allen ISD has experienced a decline in enrollment in recent years. At its peak, the district had just shy of 22,000 students in 2019, but enrollment has since decreased to a little over 20,000. It's about 1,000 people. The reduction of these students equates to an annual state funding loss of approximately $7 million. Several factors have contributed to this enrollment decline. Birth rates have decreased nationwide, which has reduced the number of school-aged children. Allen ISD is experiencing its largest decline in student enrollment at the elementary level. Allen High School continues to graduate large senior classes, but the people coming in is going to be less. Single-family residential build-out has basically been tapped out, meaning there's less new housing development available. Existing homes in the area are reselling at record values. High resale values combined with high mortgage interest rates results in young families searching further north. Basically, people that moved to Allen because of the schools at that time have loved it there.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids are aging out, but they don't want to move anywhere.
Right.
The house is going to be paid off.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to go and get something new and pay, you know, interest rates when they're living at a 2.5. And
right.
So my question is, what is the impact of this, not only for Allen, but for lots of cities where build-out is capped?
Yeah, so here's where I get frustrated, okay? I'm not blaming anybody for writing that.
And there was a ton of other stuff in that.
Here's where I get frustrated. This is entirely predictable. It's entirely predictable. Communities have life cycles. Now, how do you solve for it? That's above my pay grade. I'm not an education specialist. But when you know that you have a rapidly growing suburban community with tremendous amounts of available land and it's safe and it's enjoyable and there's great retail and resources, you know you're on the upswing, right? And you also know that that can't last forever. So you build the facilities for the upswing. You build the facilities for the peak moment. Now, there are often resurgences, and then there's turnovers in communities, and there's kind of generational shifts. And so the downslide is also not forever. But there has to be better communication between the state education groups and the local school districts and things like that. Again, I'm going to use generalities there because that is not my area of specialization, and I'm certainly not claiming to understand all the solutions. But this is somewhat predictable. This happens over and over and over. RISD has closed down some campuses. Other school districts in the region have sold land and campuses.
Plano's closing four middle schools at the end of this year.
So some of that is economic cycles, right? People are not moving as much because they can't afford to. So the people that are there that maybe don't need to be there for the school district, that are happy with their homes but not thrilled with their tax burdens, many of them will move in a more affordable selling environment, meaning that if they could buy someplace more affordably, or if interest rates were to come down, or if the overall economy were to boom, you'll see some much more movement and shifting. You'll see some of those people that don't need their five-bedroom homes near Allen High School downsize a little further out or a little further in, and more young families move in and stabilize that deal. By the way, one note based on that math is the amount of money that's being spent per student at the school. Just, I'm just saying, you can do that math when you realize that 1,000 fewer students means $7 million less in funding. So that, what, take it however you want to take it. But the interesting thing there is just to calculate, okay, there's going to be a shift in a 22,000 student area of 1,000. That's going to happen from time to time. How do we factor that in? How do we budget better? How do we understand the needs of the community? Because the taxes are not going down, but the budget is. So all that to say, Alan is not alone in this. And most of what you said would be my gut response, even if the article hadn't communicated it, which is, right, hey, there would normally be more movement in a different economic climate. But there's also the life cycle of the growth of a community in a school district and the stabilization and then sort of the pullback. And we just mentioned several other communities and districts that are dealing with that. It's these suburbs that usually feel it the most extreme. They're on a 20, 30, 40 year uptick, and then they're not the new fresh hot thing anymore, and they're more stabilized. There's not a lot of additional land. You're not going to be building another 2,000 home neighborhood. And if it's a nice place to live, people don't leave as much. For a long time, Richardson was the oldest average age per capita community in all of North Texas. People moved here when Texas Instruments was expanding and they didn't leave. And so you had some of that exact same kind of age bell curve situation where the original owners of homes were still there and you didn't have young people continuing to move into the community. You weren't building new schools anymore. Frisco is still in many ways on the massive upswing, and there are new campuses, new high schools, fewer kids per school. Allen's different. Fewer schools, really, really, really large enrollment per school. And so they're feeling some of this out differently. The takeaway as a real estate minded resident is be aware of where your community is in that life cycle. And we mean like literally your neighborhood sometimes. We counsel people through, how do I buy a home in the first section of a 12 section neighborhood of new construction versus how do I buy that home if I'm section 12 of a 12 section neighborhood? There's very different strategy, different expectations you should have on your value and on how long it's going to be before that community really shifts.
So I did a correction on myself. I said four Plano middle schools. It's two elementary schools and two middle schools are closing.
Okay.
But for very similar reasons. And so has Irving and Richardson have also closed recently.
Right.
This actually says that Plano ISD's enrollment, in an article that I've got pulled up, over the last 12 years has gone back down by 7,700 students, and the projection is another 3,000 over the next 5 years.
Yep.
That's massive.
Yep.
So one question that I think people will have is, hey, if I've got younger kids, should I still be considering moving to some of these more established cities knowing that this is happening and may continue to happen, or should I be looking at some of the more up-and-coming, newer, smaller cities further north, like that first letter said, where things are going to probably increase and more schools, and like funding will be better. Like,
here's what
do
I
people do.
Here's what I will say. There is no perfect situation, right? Because if you're in the brand new growing school community, you're frustrated about lack of resources on that end, right? We're growing so fast. We're not adding campuses enough. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough athletic facilities, right? So there's a upswing and a downswing, and also economic activity has a lot to do with this. If you are just in like a booming, bursting economy, we tend to not lack the state funding as much. Now, there are exceptions to that as well. But my point here is a lot of what's happened in the last 2 or 3 years, let's say even 4 to 5 years, is some erratic activity in the economy with inflation, with taxes, with incomes. So in a runaway strong economy, oftentimes we can weather these enrollment storms. You can weather the too new to have everything you need or too old to be able to sustain it. At the end of the day, if you are a family in any of the communities that we have mentioned, your child still has an opportunity to get a great education. There's no student that doesn't have a campus to go to. Oftentimes there's a mixed bag of, we have campuses we don't need and dollars we do need, right? Or the enrollment is down and we're having to right size our staffing and our budgeting. And those are difficult problems to solve. And this happens in all industries. It's more challenging when it's our children and we all care so much and the solutions are not easy. I don't blame the schools and the administrators that want more funding. And I also oftentimes agree with that funding is not the answer, right? So these things are difficult. Again, I am not an education specialist. We're looking at this from the real estate perspective in DFW. And I'm trying to answer your question, Ian, on do I prefer an up and coming community versus a stabilizing one? And my answer is, I don't think one is necessarily better than the other. There are challenges in both places. You know, you take a community like Princeton where they've literally had to halt development because it's happening at such a rapid pace, they're not able to fully meet that. Well, you don't necessarily want to be in a brand new community where you're like, they've been saying they're going to build a new school for us for 3 years and they just haven't gotten it done yet because they're trying to figure out the funding. That's not enjoyable either. So what I would say is, if you're a student in one of these communities, a campus may be closing, but you are not lacking an education opportunity. You might have some challenges that someone else didn't, but there are always challenges. It's much more difficult at the district level and at the state level, and that's above my pay grade. But, you know, Allen still does a good job with its students. It's just trying to figure out how do we create and then sustain, even though we don't have consistent enrollment, therefore we don't have a consistent funding. But I would not personally choose a community over another based on sort of the age or the life cycle point. Now, there are a lot of other factors that I would say, hey, I don't like what's happening with the athletics program or the academics here, or I don't like the way how many kids are at per campus here. I prefer this other model of how many kids are at. That's what we all do with preferences and what we want best for our family. Luckily in DFW, you have lots of choices. So I'm sure I've oversimplified something there. So those that are deeply involved understand I'm not claiming to be an education expert. What I'm telling you from the real estate perspective is Allen, Richardson, Irving, Plano are all still wonderful places to own residential real estate. You may prefer one over the other for your educational needs and your desires. But in my personal opinion, I think all of those are great places to live, regardless of where they are in this sort of educational economic development life cycle. And I do think the economics are okay right now. They have been better at times. And if they were really, really rampant, you know, really strong again, which I think they will be, these problems seem to sort of solve themselves. The tax revenue and the funding seems to be there, and the enrollment tends to pick back up. It's not a forever, you know, up, 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 flat, flat, go down, down, down. You see these communities resurge and young families choose to move back into these areas. And oftentimes that happens when it's a little bit simpler for the original owners to move out, to downsize, to sell, to capitalize on their equity. And where they want to go next is more accessible and easier as well. So I think when we see total overall market activity pick back up, you're going to see some of, not all, but some of this solve itself a little bit and enrollment stabilize. Our overall population is still growing rapidly enough to sort of solve for all of that.
If you haven't checked your home valuation recently, I don't know what you're doing with life. Like,
you're making
a mistake.
You need
to do this. Like, we've been telling you for years and years. Like, just go and do it. It took Courtney 36 seconds. That's it. 36 seconds to
valuable
see what your home is worth.
6 seconds faster than David, Courtney.
Yeah. See what your home is worth. See what it would rent for. I'm see younger. How much equity you've got. It's going to give you a ton of information. It's a great place to start if you're thinking about selling your home and you just want to begin getting some info. The information gathering stage, as we like to call it. Mm-hmm. Just head over to toddtremonteam.com. Click on the home valuations tab. And in less than a minute, you'll be able to do that. Like I said, it took Courtney 36 seconds. We've all got 36 seconds in our day. Go and do it.
And it's more about how somewhat irresponsible it is not to keep your eye on the value of your home.
Oh, even it's incredibly irresponsible.
Even if you're not like, I'm going to sell soon or I'm going to buy soon, you need to know if you're being taxed at the right value. You need to understand if you needed to borrow against it, what's the availability of that? You know, you need to consider, when might we sell? When would that be a good time? Is that equity better used in some other place, or is paying it off completely wise right now? It's just something you should be aware of. Like, I understand the value of my retirement accounts. I understand the value of my home. I understand my amount of debt. I understand my income. These are just wise, responsible stewardship principles. And we've provided a free tool for you that's really, really accurate. And you can find all of that at toddtremonteam.com. Listen, if you're thinking about buying or selling, and ideally if you're thinking about buying and selling real estate in DFW in the next year or two, especially if it's in a neighborhood you'd be proud to live in, or on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres, a chunk of land that you would consider still your yard, that is what we specialize in here at the Todd Tremonte Home Selling Team. We have a team of about a dozen full-time, fully dedicated experts. A few of us are staff, and a chunk of us are outside agents, meaning we specialize in helping you with your Fort Worth area property or your Dallas area property, a neighborhood that you would love to live in, or an area you'd like to go get a few acres, or acreage that you need to sell, or a neighborhood home that you need to sell. We specialize in it. We have a 7-step proprietary marketing system that we've built just for DFW. I know you hear people on the radio from all over the country acting like they're local and they're not. We are. We built this system for you, for neighborhoods and homes on land right here in DFW. We live in DFW in neighborhoods and on land. This is our life. We care about you. We're going to see you at the grocery store. We're going to invite you to our events. If we can help you, we guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. And we guarantee to help you buy a home at least $5,000 of savings throughout that process. Right now, usually a lot more than that. So reach out, let us know. If you're thinking about any concrete surfaces or garage floor work, goodgaragefloors.com are incredible. They did the garage floor for us. They turned our old funky concrete slab into a gorgeous pickleball court and basketball court. They're incredible. Check them out, goodgaragefloors.com. And as you know, when you need a title company, you need Republic Title. RepublicTitle.com. And don't forget,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremonteTeam.com.